Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Sometimes we are called to do things that we do not feel we're capable of doing. We're sometimes put in positions where we may not have more experience or knowledge than someone else may have. But then somehow you were called. God, who knows you better than anyone, will show you what it is that you need and how to go about doing it, even if it means that your closest family and friends will turn away from you. Jeremiah had the responsibility of going to the Israelites to turn them away from false worship and to abandon it. And even though he was called by God to speak to the people, he was persecuted, rebuked, and talked about because he told the truth about their lifestyle. It was so bad that he was even hated by his own family and people who knew him best. Jeremiah had a strong and stern faith and a God-given spiritual vision, but on the outside, he displayed a lack of confidence and he was timid. Yet through all his issues, he became the standard bearer for the truth. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. God calls whom he will, and when he calls, we're sometimes hesitant in answering that call. We come up with all kinds of excuses as why we can't do it. Jeremiah told God that he couldn't do it because he was only a child, and that he didn't have the words to say, and besides, his very own people, those that knew him best, wouldn't listen to him anyway. When God calls you, he will equip you and prepare you to effectively complete your mission, and he will use every aspect of who you are and where you came from to bring about his will in your life. He factors in your background, your level of education, and your past occupations and everything else that you've accumulated from your life experiences. Many times he will also lead you into new territory where you're surrounded by unfamiliar faces in order to teach you lessons that you couldn't learn any other way. Most of us are not good speakers or can barely memorize scripture, but God prepares us for the journey. He knows that within all of us there lies a deep sense of inadequacy, and there is also fear because we're walking into unknown territory. And more often than not, we feel unqualified and incapable of such a task. Think of how Moses felt when he said to the Lord that he was not eloquent enough and he was slow of speech and tongue, but God used him. Gideon, he felt incapable to lead Manning and came up with every challenge after challenge before he would answer God's call. When Paul was called by the Lord, he was very inexperienced in the area of ministry. In order for him to be accurately understand God's vision of the church, he had to be equipped and prepared. And this period of training would not happen in the way that Paul planned it. He would have to go somewhere entirely unexpected. Paul the apostle felt inadequate himself in carrying out the task assigned to him by the Lord. Every believer is called to be an ambassador for God, and we are called to share his word with the people of the world. As we walk day by day, we are to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified and resurrected to all the people of the world. But those who know us best will make fun, criticize, talk about, refuse to listen. But being a man or woman of God, we must speak as we were commanded. The truth hurts in a lot of ways, but it's God's truth. When God calls, he always equips and provides us with whatever we need to accomplish the task. A surrendered heart is what God is after when he calls a person. If a heart is surrendered, then he can properly equip that person to proclaim his word. God, he not only equips, he strengthens, guides, and comforts those whom he calls, and would never send you to a place where you will not come out ahead. God's call is not based upon how smart we are or what kind of ability we may have, but his call is based upon the heart, how open, loving, and committed the heart would be. Now here's a few questions to ask yourself. Number one, can you see how God has used your life experiences to prepare you for what you're doing right now? Number two, what does God use from your life experiences to prepare you for what you're doing right now? And then number three, Has God led you into places where you were surrounded by unfamiliar faces to teach you lessons that you couldn't learn any other way? When was that experience, and then what did you gain from it? Just like God promised Jeremiah that he would be with him and deliver him through all persecution and opposition, he would do the same with us. Throughout your ministry, you will face opposition and persecution. People will judge you and talk about you, and you may even be threatened if you don't stop. But know that God, who is your protection, is strong and mighty, and he will take care of you. He will deliver you. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. One love, 5 minutes.